Ooh, baby. I think we might be rolling. Welcome to the Empty Wagon Fantasy Football Podcast. It's Brad and Josh. I think we got the technical difficulties maybe figured out. We'll see. We'll see how it goes today. But we're ready to break down off. Amazing week of fantasy football, Josh. What do you got? What do you think? Amazing?
It depends on how you look at it. If you started Aaron Jones and lost like me, then yeah.
11 players in PPR scored over 40 points.
That's bananas, dude.
12. Crazy. 12 if you count the Philadelphia Eagles defense.
That's crazy.
Then two more players had over 39 points.
That's crazy.
I know.
And just crazy.
And that's not even – that's 4 point per touchdown pass, not 6 point. You had that.
Who do you think – who are you most surprised by as far as having a big week?
Well, I mean, the obvious answer is Will Fuller, right?
The fifth.
Yeah, I mean, that's the most obvious answer. But if you watch that game, Watson had to throw the ball. They were playing off him like 20 yards. Like he was just running like 10-yard outs and nobody would be around him because they were doubling Nuke and playing off on him. So – yeah, that was pretty crazy. Josh Jacobs, that was pretty surprising.
Yeah, that one hurt.
It was pretty surprising, though. I mean, there were
the guy I was playing to win against in redraft started Deshaun Watson, Josh Jacobs, and DJ Chark. So that was pretty tough to overcome, despite him starting Mike Evans, who gave you a big old goose egg.
I know. Now, that might be the most surprising thing is Mike Evans' goose egg.
Well, he was banged up, you know what I mean? He didn't.
Was he, though? I mean, he doesn't have.
He was.
He doesn't have, like, terrible stomach issues like before. He only got two targets, and he ran one more route than Chris Godwin.
Yeah. I don't know. It just. It was an exciting week. We had some interesting stuff go down.
Yeah, I know. Like, Robbie Gould trying to lose me a week right now.
Yes.
This is why I want Steve Gostkowski. Robbie Gould is about to lose me a week.
Well, you should have picked up the Nuge.
I should have.
All right.
Let's get into this.
Ready
to
get into these games?
Yeah. Do you want to just – we got so much to talk about, but so many games. Let's start Thursday night. Rams, Seahawks. Quick takeaways.
Russell Wilson's still very good.
Yep.
Chris Carson is still very good. Disley is a must-start tight end. They drew up more plays for him than they did for Tyler Lockett.
Yeah, and also did you see that the Russell Wilson with Tyler Lockett, that touchdown pass where he was closer to the defender than he was the out-of-bounds line, or closer to the out-of-bounds line than he was the defender?
Yes.
That was the most – what did Next Gen Sports say? It was the most, like, craziest percentages not to make the play. Like, lowest percentage of a completion in NFL history since they've been doing the stats. Like, when they put all the numbers in there. Yeah. Yeah, Russell Wilson really good. So, when we were talking on the air, DK Metcalf was having a good game, but then literally didn't do anything else after we went off the air on last Thursday. Are you okay with DK Metcalf? Do you want to have him on your bench? What do you want to do with him?
As far as DK goes, I don't really – want him in redraft. He's going to be one of those boomer bust guys that we always talk about. He's going to be a Deshaun Jackson kind of guy, which is fine, at least this season. Now, next season, obviously, he might progress. But this season, he's going to be one of those guys you like to have. Maybe he's going to be good trade bait.
Okay, and then Gerald Everett, is it real? Are they the Rams starting to go to the tight end more?
No, I think this was more of a product of Brandon Cooks getting hurt fairly early with the concussion. And them getting out of the game really quickly. Like they were behind, and Russell Wilson was just lighting up this Rams defense, so they had to throw back into it, and Gerald Everett was open.
Okay. Do you think he keeps going, though? Do you think maybe they use him instead of using Gurley so much in the passing game?
I mean, that's what we saw. There's a great possibility of it. I mean, Gurley was still targeted 5 times. So,
I mean, Gerald Everett was 11, but.
Yeah. I'm not banking on that. The guy that
this is the second week in a row.
17.
Yeah, Cooper Kupp.
Cooper Kupp.
Is he your number one? Do you think he's the number one wide receiver?
Yeah, absolutely.
No, not in this offense, in football, in fantasy.
But yeah.
Yeah, okay. I mean, this is honestly like the target share he's getting. Like, it's an easy him or Julio Jones rest of the season. I know. Yeah, but that's what company we're putting him in.
I mean, yeah, he was right behind the leader in the NFL in yards, and I think he's going to be first after this week. I'm okay with it, man. I mean, when you're getting 17 targets a game and your quarterback's having to throw 50 times a game.
Yeah, this is the second week in a row that Jared Goff's had to air the ball out.
It's not bad, dude.
All right, and then we already said Chris Carson. It's his job. I'm not worried about anything with Chris Carson, even though he tried not to catch a touchdown pass. He tried everything he could not to catch that one.
Yeah, he fumbled that quite a bit. Still did it. Good job, buddy. Yep.
All right, let's move on to the fastest game we'll talk about, the Patriots-Redskins. Redskins fired their coach. Redskins did lead this game, first team to lead against the Patriots, and that's really all the news for the Redskins we're going to talk about.
They had a really good first drive. Well, mostly because they had one big play, so I guess it wasn't even really a good drive.
Then let's move over to, are you worried about Tom Brady? I know he had a good game in this, but this isn't a great Redskins offense. Is he a guy you're only going to start in plus matchups?
I think so. I think he needs one of those kind of game scripts. I mean, they haven't really played a lot of people, and the first team that even remotely gave him a hiccup was last week and against the Bills, and he didn't play great, and he kind of snuck it up at the beginning of this game as well. So I'm not saying sit Tom Brady, but you do need to be cautious, and you do need to wait. And luckily, he's got the Giants this week, so
yeah, on a short week, though, we'll see. Julian Edelman, he really good.
He's very good, especially in PPR.
Sony Michel, good game, finally. But Brandon Bolden still got a touchdown reception.
That's the Patriot way, man.
I know.
I mean, what are you going to do? I mean,
the touchdown reception probably really helps.
Six catches, yeah, too. Like,
the touchdown reception probably more upsets the James White owners than the Sony Michel owners, but still.
Yeah, I mean, they had a fullback out there catching passes. It's just this is their team. This is how they do it.
And I know I did talk last week, Ben Watson, two touchdown catches. It's next week. He wasn't ready. They're waiting him in the game. So wait on Benjamin Watson one more week, boys. One more week.
Now, your boy did go out with a hamstring injury.
Who, Josh Gordon?
No. Philip Dorsett.
Oh, yeah. Philip Dorsett did leave it. Yeah.
So that allowed Josh Gordon to get a little bit more targets, but he still only had 5 for 59. Are you out on Gordon?
No, he's still the big play guy. So the Patriots have not been tested. They got tested in the Bills game, and that was it. And those are good corners. I'm waiting for that Kansas City game, the game where they're going to play a great offense. They haven't played a great offense yet. You know what I'm saying? Like, once they play and they have to score, like, we haven't had to see Tom Brady have to push the ball down the field. They have, but he hasn't had to.
That's true.
So once that happens and teams start, you know, keying on Julian Edelman, taking those underneath routes away, play a little better secondary. Josh Gordon, you still got to own Josh Gordon. You might not want to start him this week against the Giants, so it's a good matchup.
It is. It is a very good matchup. But I'm not expecting the Giants to put up a lot of points in this defense. So
no, but their secondary is horrendous.
That's true.
Now let's move over to London, surprise of the week.
This wasn't the surprise of the week. Well,
the win was the surprise of the week.
Yeah, I guess so.
The Raiders beat the Bears. I know you want to say the Broncos beating the Chargers, but I think the Raiders losing to a team that's playing for a Super Bowl.
I was going to talk about our Sunday night game. That was quite surprising.
Oh, yeah, that too. We can get into that. But so Josh Jacobs, we already kind of talked about it. He ran wild. He was all over the place.
Sure did.
Still not getting a lot of work in the passing game. He did get 4 targets, which is good for him. I mean, Derek Carr threw the ball 32 times, but still.
Yeah, he didn't have a ton of yards, and he didn't have any touchdowns. He was just – he's more of a game manager, really, at this point.
So with that, Tyrell Williams was out. We kind of talked about it. He missed the game. They just made a trade for a wide receiver.
They sure did.
Zay Jones for a 5th-round pick. with the wide
or 2021. Yeah.
With the wide receiver core they have, they don't have really a lot of good guys on the outside. I think we've seen like Darren Waller. They took him away. Pretty much that's what the Bears said. Like, we're going to take his favorite target away since Tyrell Williams isn't here, and we're going to make Keelan Doss beat us and Hunter Renfrow and players like that. Do you think Zay Jones could have anything in this offense? Is he a guy you want to stash?
Absolutely. After this deal, he's a guy that I definitely want to pick up because we know that there's going to be plenty of games where they have to shut down the running game because, I mean, teams are going to key in on Josh Jacobs. They know that. So they're going to force Derek Carr to throw it, and why not get a guy who has so much upside like Zay Jones?
Would you prioritize in waivers Zay Jones over a Gerald Everett?
Yes.
Okay.
I don't really believe in the Gerald Everett.
I know. That's a guy that's on waivers. It's going to be a hot commodity.
Yeah. It was a Thursday night game, and Brandon Cook's nugget should be fine by next week.
Okay. In the end, Allen Robinson, dude. He good.
Mm.
He mossed a guy. Whew, and then threw the ball in the stands and got penalized, but whatever. It was worth it.
Who cares?
It was worth it. Yeah, he really good. 7 catches, 97 yards, 2 touchdowns. David Montgomery, though, this was bad. 11 for 25. I mean, he did get a touchdown, which probably saved your day. But I don't know. That whole Bears offense really was looking very bad until they just started force-feeding Allen Robinson.
Yeah, this wasn't very good showing by David Montgomery. And this was a game that I thought he was going to break out. But these London games are strange, man. I mean, I think John Gruden really wanted to win this game to kind of prove the Khalil Mack trade doubters wrong. And, you know, they keyed in on David Montgomery. They game planned for it. They shut him down, and they forced Chase Daniel to beat him. And obviously he didn't. He had 2 interceptions. He was sacked 4 times. So, and this Raiders defense is not great. And they lost one of their better players in Vontaze Burfict. They were well prepared, man.
Yeah. And when you got Richie Incognito out there balling out of control. I only say that because he got a flag called.
Pushing people's face.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
But when you lose one bad guy, you just pick up another.
Oh, no. Yeah,
that's why they went and got Zay Jones, because he's a psychopath too.
John Gruden, baby. He's Chucky. He's making them.
Hey, man.
Hey, you know what? Maybe – what if they go undefeated in October? Because it's Chucky.
No.
Halloween. No. Oh, you see what I'm going with here, right? You see the theme.
They're going to be off in week 6 next week because of the London game.
Yep.
And then they play the Packers on October 20th. So,
okay.
I'm not buying that.
Undefeated.
And then they play the Texans for the last week. No.
That's possible. That's possible.
They got to beat the Packers and the Texans? No, come on.
Yeah, that's possible. Okay. I'm just kidding. All right. Let's move on to Baltimore at Pittsburgh. Biggest news is here. Mason Rudolph got knocked out.
Yeah.
Completely knocked out. I don't think it was an illegal, dirty hit or nothing like that. It was just bad play, wrong place, wrong time. Defender pushes you from the back. A defender from the front's coming to drop a shoulder on you, and you catch a helmet to the chin. They said he's not going to play next week, so they're probably rocking with Devlin Hodges next week.
He didn't play poorly either against his pretty good Baltimore defense. I mean, 7 for 9, 68 yards.
He didn't play poorly, but who do they play next week?
He's not going to lose. He won't lose the game. I just expect James Conner and Jalen Samuels to be pretty heavily involved. And he got Juju'd the ball quite a few times, so I wasn't upset with this.
As a Juju owner, though, are you nervous about Juju?
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Would you start... I'm trying to think here. Mecole Hardman next week against Houston if Tyreek Hill doesn't play over Juju Smith.
No.
Even without Sammy Watkins probably going to be there, which we'll get in that in a little bit.
That's just
a guy I just pulled up real quick.
No. I still believe in Juju. And he had a decent game. 7 for 75 for a touchdown. I'm not complaining about that. He has 20 PPR points.
Oh, okay. Yeah, but like you said, James Conner, he's probably going to get a heavy workload. Problem is, he's probably going to be facing a lot of guys in the box. I can't remember.
Yeah, but I was happy to see them go back to James Conner a bit more this week as opposed to having Jalen Samuels so involved. That was encouraging.
Yeah, he threw an interception. I think that kind of changed the plan when he threw that early interception, Jalen Samuels.
Yeah, they're like, that's probably not a good idea.
Yeah, well, maybe, you know, that's why he plays running back. I don't know. Steelers next week, they play the Chargers at San Diego. Or, sorry, at LA.
That's a winnable game, especially in LA.
Yeah, it is.
That's a home game for Pittsburgh.
It will be. All right, let's.
Why is it? You're a Chargers fan. Why don't they support their team, dude?
That's why they left San Diego. Nobody ever shows up to the games. That's why they left. Yep. Everybody's like, like all the people in San Diego that threw a big fit when they left and like were marching out in front of the team stands and like picketing and stuff. Like, no. If you guys showed up like that at games, they might have stayed.
You know, our buddy Charlie had season tickets and still didn't even go to every game.
I know, because nobody goes. Like you go, yeah. Even when you went to their games as a fan, you were, if it was a Raiders game, the Raiders blacked out that stadium.
I'm just kind of wondering what the next move is for that franchise. I don't think that the stadium being built is going to change things too much either.
Well, and the problem is even when they're good, they don't sell out. Like, they haven't been bad. You know what I'm saying? Like, they haven't been horrendous.
Yeah.
All right. But let's talk about the Baltimore team real quick. Let's talk about Lamar Jackson stinking it up again, man.
I'm out, dude. He's out of the MVP conversation for sure.
Really? You think so? They won.
Yeah.
I mean, they won.
Yeah. Three interceptions. He was sacked 5 times. And this Steelers defense, they're okay, but they're not great by any stretch.
J.J. Watt's little brother was out there.
Yeah.
Speaking about defense, isn't that good? This Browns defense looking great.
Well, they're missing their top two corners. That doesn't help. But
it doesn't help you stopping the run. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, but Lamar Jackson didn't do anything throwing the ball. I mean, Mark Andrews had an okay game. You know, he had 5 for 45.
Hollywood Brown looking good. Caught an amazing touchdown pass. Then went out with that ankle injury.
He came back. But he wasn't.
He wasn't 100% though. He wasn't. He's a speed guy, and ankles I think helped speed out a lot.
Yeah, the Steelers were actually able to play this offense pretty well. I was a little. He still got the touchdown, but. I think this offense will be fine. They're just hitting a rough patch in their schedule.
Yeah. And it's also the Steelers-Baltimore game. It's always a hard-fought game anyway, so I don't. Yeah. I'm not completely out on Lamar, but I want to see him running a little more. I know he ran for a little bit, but I'd rather see him run for about 75 yards. Instead of taking those sacks. Because there was a couple times where he took sacks when he probably could have ran. All right, let's move over to a game that should be quick and easy. Eagles-Jets. Jets. Le'Veon Bell is trying his best. Next.
God bless him.
So, okay, actually, the good thing about the Jets is that Sam Darnold should be back. He's getting tested right now, see if he's okay. And if he's cleared to play, he's going to start. Adam Gase already came out and said, as soon as he's clear to play, he's back starting. Because, obviously, Luke Fultz, no Tom Brady. He ain't Wally Pippen, nobody.
Yeah, you got to remember, he is their third string running or wide receiver.
Wide receiver.
Quarterback.
There we go.
Well, I was looking at the wide receivers and I was noticing that Demaryius Thomas led this team in receiving.
Yeah. And targets with Le'Veon Bell.
Do you feel like maybe going out and snatching him up would be good?
No. Because I think once Sam Darnold gets back, you're going to see a connection. I'm still on the Robbie Anderson train, man. I just think it's bad quarterback play.
Okay.
Yeah, I still think Robbie Anderson and Sam Darnold had a connection starting last season. I think if he comes back in there, will they get some better matchups? You know, they are going to – they still play Miami twice, right?
Yes.
So I'm still okay with that.
That's true.
Now, the Philadelphia side of the ball. Jordan Howard got 13 carries, and then good old Peterson comes out and says, we need to get Jordan Howard the ball more times.
Yep.
Ugh.
It's very concerning as a Miles Sanders owner.
So
I'll tell you that much.
Is Jordan Howard a low-end RB2 rest of season with this workload?
I believe so, yeah.
And goal line work?
Yeah. He only got 13 carries, but he's the far more efficient runner. He's getting the goal line work.
Miles Sanders
he's not
looked
good,
good
work though, in the passing,
through the passing game.
He does. In the passing game. When he gets out in space, he looks very good. But between the tackles, he's just not. I mean, 9 for 15, that's not going to do you anything.
No.
That's atrocious.
Yeah. And Zach Ertz, he's good. I ain't going to talk about that. Alshon Jeffrey wasn't great, but it was good. But really, there's nothing really else here. I mean, Carson Wentz probably let you down a lot. In a week where so many points were scored, like,
Yeah, that was kind of surprising. But he didn't need to do a lot either.
The defense scores two touchdowns. You're kind of game scripted out. You're just controlling the clock and just let's walk out of here with a win.
Man, Kyle Juszczyk is just working this Browns defense. This fullback, dude.
He's good.
Good for him. He is good. They're using him as a running back.
He's the thing you hate worse than in fantasy is a fullback on a team that has seven running backs that you all think you want to start, and the fullback goes out there and catches a pass.
So, yeah, he's basically Peyton Hillis right now.
Worse than that. Peyton Hillis was at least startable that one year.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
All right, let's go to a little slobber knocker of a game. Let's go Tennessee Titans 7, Buffalo Bills 14. The Buffalo Bills are 4-1, with their only loss being a close one to New England, where Josh Allen got knocked out.
That defense is for real, dude.
The
defense is real.
Yeah,
real
Josh Allen, he threw both the touchdown passes. One to Duke Williams. Yep, that's a guy. And Lee Smith.
Whoa. Duke Williams was an Auburn alum. Well, he actually got dismissed from the school, but he was at
what?
Auburn.
He got dismissed?
He got dismissed.
Cam steals laptops and doesn't get dismissed.
Yeah, he must have done something. It was really hush-hush, but he ended up going to the CFL for a couple of years. This was his debut game, and he scored a touchdown, and I'm happy for Duke. He got called up from the practice squad. Very talented young man.
You brought it up. Speaking of Auburn, how are they looking this week?
Well, you know how that worked out, Brad.
Next question. Let's keep going.
Let's keep going. That was rude.
Yeah, I know. Dawson Knox got hit. You know how Booger's been talking about people need to stop hurdling?
He was right, dude.
Did you see what happened to Dawson Knox?
Right in the boys.
Right in the – got a helmet right to the boys, and it looked painful. I just want to bring that up. Other than that, Frank Gore is the lead back here. I don't want to start Frank Gore. God, I don't know what to do there. Is there anybody on the Bills that you would want to start in your lineup every week?
No.
Okay.
Not every week. No.
Josh Allen, maybe?
John Brown's getting close. But no, not yet.
Okay. Now let's move over to Tennessee. Tennessee side of the ball should be – oh, sorry. Go ahead.
I was going to – we could ask the same question about Tennessee, and that is Derrick Henry, and that's it.
Yeah, Derrick Henry. That's all. I mean, the other guys, the wide receivers there, it's so inconsistent. I mean, Marcus Mariota still hasn't thrown an interception, but that's really his only plus for him.
That's a thing. He's bad.
I don't know if he's bad. It's just
– he's bad. I mean, he was my villain this week. Well, I was right on 3 out of 4. I was right on a 3 out of 4 of my heroes and villains. But I busted pretty hard on Jameis. Jameis made me look like an idiot.
Well, we'll get into that game here in a minute. We got the Giants. We got the Vikings. Giants 10 points. Vikings 28. Where do you want to start with this game? You want to start on the Giants side of the ball? You want to start on the Vikings side of the ball?
We'll do Giants because it's going to be – so pretty easy.
The biggest thing, Wayne Gallman goes out with a concussion right in the bat. Saquon Barkley, the coach said, might come back this week. Because that's what I want to do with my star running back, is bring him back on a short week against the Patriots defense.
Yeah. If he's ready, you got to play him.
No, you chalk it up as a loss and you have him back full strength.
No, you got to play him, dude.
No, it's a wash season.
No, you got to play him. Actually, season's not over yet. They're 2-3.
They might win that division, actually. Jesus.
Yeah, Cowboys are awful right now.
Golden Tate got 6 targets. Evan Ingram got 11. Darius Slayton, though, baby.
You got the teat. He's got the tug.
So is he ownable with Sterling Shepard going out with a second concussion? Obviously, you won't play him this week, but do you want to own him? He's an Auburn guy.
Yeah, and that's why I'm like, yeah, I'd love to own him, but nah, I'm not quite sold on Darius Slayton yet.
The only reason I say maybe go pick him up is that Sterling Shepard will be out for a while. This is his second concussion this season. They're going to hold him out for an extended period of time.
This was a product of them not having a running game. Darius Slayton was involved, yes, but Sterling Shepard got hurt. Golden Tate is fresh back. I think he's going to get integrated a little bit more in Evan Ingram. He's going to be their deep threat guy, but they don't throw a lot of deep balls with Danny Jones yet.
I'm going to do the greatest fantasy analysis I've ever done. Dalvin Cook, he good. Okay. Dalvin Cook's good.
Oh, yeah, that's very in-depth.
Did you guys know that? I don't know if you knew that. He's really good.
He caught all 6 of his targets for 86 yards, 132. Didn't get a touchdown. Didn't need it.
Yeah.
Did not need it.
And then Adam Thielen gets so both the touchdowns.
I was going to say, you call Kirk Cousins out and he hooks you up, apparently.
So Stephon Diggs going to get traded?
No.
You don't think so?
No, and he doesn't have a leg to stand on. He just signed his extension. I think he's got like 4 years left on his deal. No.
Have you been watching sports? Paul George signs an extension. Moves.
That's basketball.
This ain't basketball. Antonio Brown?
Well, that ain't my fault. The Raiders are weak.
Oh, speaking of, hold on. Since I brought up Antonio Brown. So we play in a dynasty league. Antonio Brown was dropped this past week. He was on waivers. Did you see how much he went for? We have a $200 fab system, by the way, people. Antonio Brown went for what, Josh?
It was like 170 something?
Yeah, 170.
Yeah.
And the second bid was about a 123. I thought I missed some news. I was scouring Roto and everything, looking for what news that I missed.
It's good to play with people like that sometimes.
Oh, man. I did not know what was going on. I was like, wow. But Adam Thielen, is he him or Diggs rest of the season?
It's been Thielen more consistently throughout the year.
And that's how but you don't have the option.
Yeah, you don't have the option to pick one or the other because chances are you don't have both of them. But let's just say in a vacuum you do. I like Thielen more than Diggs. I think he's a better route runner. He's a more complete receiver. And Kirk Cousins is not throwing too many long balls these days. So Thielen for me.
Oh, my God. Robbie Gould's going to cost me a damn week.
That's fine. Sammy Watkins cost me a week, so suck it up.
I scored 150 points.
I scored 130-something. I still lost. Okay, so Kyle Rudolph, he's not even playable anymore. Yeah, I mean.
Yeah, that's it. Amir Abdullah got carries in this game. That's how ridiculous it was.
Yeah. It's not good. BC Johnson got 4 for 43 in this game. So.
Yeah.
If you know who that is,
good for
call
you.
Me. All right.
All right, Tampa Bay, New Orleans. You kind of alluded to it. Jameis Winston kind of hurt you as a villain this week.
Stunk it up, dude.
He stunk it up?
200 yards, 2 touchdowns. I think we were all expecting a little bit more against the Saints defense that has been atrocious against quarterbacks, but nope.
I didn't.
That's all he did.
I didn't. I did. You talking about the Saints defense that shut down the $40 million man, Dak Prescott?
He's not a $40 million man.
He wants to be.
He's proven that. Yeah.
His fantasy stat line looked really good last week, just saying, for Dak.
Yeah.
Jameis Winston, though, the one good thing about Jameis is that he goes to the Godwin a lot. 9 targets, 7 receptions, 125 yards, 2 touchdowns. Hoo-wee.
He's their ex-receiver in this offense, yeah.
And then other than that, though, there is nothing about this whole offense. Peyton Barber still splits carries equally with Ronald Jones, even though Ronald Jones is the better
back.
He's
the better back.
Yeah. And Peyton Barber gets the goal line touchdown.
Yep.
It's bad. I don't know. I mean, I want to own Ronald Jones. I want to start him, but we need an injury to Peyton Barber for him to be fantasy relevant. I'm not saying it's as bad as the Aaron Jones situation from a couple years ago, but it's getting that way. You know what I'm saying?
It's not good. He's clearly the better back, but for whatever reason, they still want to let him split carries. I don't know what Bruce Arians is doing, but
it's got to be something with pass protection or something. There's some, because the way Bruce Arians is, and I've seen interviews with different running backs have been in situations. His teams, they say, if you don't do exactly what he wants, he's not going to put you on the field.
Now, we do know that Peyton Barber is the better run blocker. And this game, when they were down, they had Dari Ogunbowale on the field quite a bit. So even though they weren't running the ball as much, whenever Peyton Barber was there and they had to run it, he got some carries because of that.
Okay.
He is the better pass blocker.
And then O.J. Howard, droppable?
100%.
Gerald Everett over O.J. Howard?
Yeah.
Okay. And then the Saints side of the ball, man, Michael Thomas. He caught nine of his catches were on press coverage, and he caught all 9 of them.
He's very talented.
He was getting press covered 9 times, when he got targeted, and he caught all nine of those.
He's very talented. Yeah. Do you know who's not very talented?
Who's that?
Baker Mayfield.
Yeah, he looked rough, man. He looked rough.
Teddy B, though, if you started Teddy B over Baker Mayfield this week, you were
smart. I think this Tampa Bay defense is good at stopping the run, but just not the pass. Honestly, that's what it is. They keyed on Alvin Kamara, and they held Alvin Kamara down to respectable numbers.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, most running backs, you'd be happy with what Alvin Kamara did, but if you're an Alvin Kamara owner, you want more, especially in a week like this.
Yeah, and the Tampa Bay defense continued with their lack of play against tight ends, because Jared Cook, he had 4 for 41 and a touchdown, and then Hill had 3 for 39, Josh Hill. So they were targeting the tight ends quite a bit. They knew this was a weakness for them.
Okay. So Tampa Bay, almost as bad as the Cardinals. Now let's go to the shootout. It wasn't really a shootout. It was a game with a lot of points scored.
Okay.
The Texans-Falcons.
Man, Deshaun Watson looked good, dude.
Matt Ryan looked good, too, though. I mean, he didn't throw 5 touchdowns, but you're happy at Matt Ryan's line, too. I mean, this week was ridiculous, so Deshaun Watson's numbers, crazy.
Yeah. 426 and 5 touchdowns, that'll do it. Perfect rating, 158. Because he only had 5 incompletions, dude.
So if I told you that Deshaun Watson threw the ball 33 times and a wide receiver got 16 targets, what wide receiver would that be? I know you're looking at the stat line, so you know who it is, but who would you think?
I would think Nuke.
Nuke, 100%, right? Nuke had a blow-up game. Nope, Will Fuller sets career highs in everything, in targets, in reception, 14, 217 yards, 3 touchdowns. God.
He is so good when he's healthy, man.
He's fast. He can run routes. He used to bang Lisa Ann when he was at Notre Dame. I mean, what do you want from the guy? He does it all.
I don't know how that's relevant, but yeah.
Just trying to bring some.
He's good. He's very good.
And Nuke was scaring everybody, including me, until the fourth quarter again. And because Houston really can't run the ball that effectively, Nuke is their burn the clock out receiver. Because he'll catch the ball and he'll stay in bounds.
I mean, they had well over 100 yards rushing. It was just Carlos Hyde is who we thought he is. I mean,
he's he's the same. He's Lamar Miller in this offense.
Yeah. But now they have Duke Johnson, who is a much more explosive runner.
But they don't want explosive.
He's a pass catcher.
Bill O'Brien does not want explosive. He's like, why would I want explosive? I got explosive receivers. You're not.
He does.
You know, I don't want this. And then,
and this is a game they didn't even have Kenny Stills.
And Jordan Akins lit it up last week, had all these numbers. So guess what? Darren Fells, you get 2 touchdowns this week.
Why not?
Because we are the Texans and we don't care about your fantasy team.
They don't.
Julio Jones kind of just let you down this week. He was worse than Nuke, man. Calvin Ridley and Mohamed Sanu both cost touchdowns. Devonta Freeman. How nervous are you as a Devonta Freeman owner?
I was happy with the reception totals. 5 for 40 and a touchdown. That's what saved him, because he's not looking good.
No. Well, this whole run offense isn't looking good.
No, and he's splitting carries with Ito Smith. He's getting about 2-1 right now, and that's also not good. When you're only getting 66% of the work, man, I'm very concerned.
And you're getting under,
you can trade him.
And you're getting under 3 yards a carry.
If you can trade him, go for it.
Okay. And that's really about it. Austin Hooper's line was okay for tight ends. I think we were expecting a little more, but.
Nope. I told you he was going to bust.
Did you?
I did.
I mean, he's still.
The fact that he got 6 for season. That was because they were down. It was garbage time. But, yeah, he was. The Texans are really good against tight ends.
No, what I'm getting at is Austin Hooper. He's in the tight end landscape. He's a set it and happy with tight end.
Yeah. He's no Will Disley, but, yeah, he's good.
Okay, Will Disley. Trying to figure out where I'm at here. The game's all messed up with me. I'm all over the place today. Oh, there they are.
Yeah, you are.
Hey. All right. Arizona and the Bengals, man.
Boring.
You're right, it was boring. Really boring. Tyler Eifert, who I thought was going to have a good game because the Cardinals are so bad against tight ends. Andy Dalton said, let me show you something, boys. If I can do anything, no, I can break a combo.
He's bad.
Who, Andy
Dalton? Tyler Boyd.
Tyler Eifert. Yeah. Tyler Boyd. Joe Mixon.
Tyler Boyd is the only relevant thing in this offense.
And that's only because he's hyper-targeted because everybody else is hurt.
Joe Mixon started to look really good against this awful Cardinals defense, but the Bengals got down. They were down, down, and then they managed to scrape back into it, and then they still lost. So
Joe Mixon getting traded to the Patriots because the Patriots always trade the Bengals.
They don't have room for him. I mean,
Belichick will make room.
Their third-round pick, who they drafted, isn't even – he's a healthy scratch every week.
Yeah. No, I'm just saying this – like you said, Tyler Boyd's really the only thing, and that's only because he's hyper-targeted. AJ Green's going to be out again next week, so bleh.
Sure is.
Arizona side of the ball, David Johnson. Kyler Murray rushed for a touchdown. Chase Edmonds rushed for a touchdown, though. Woo!
That's because old David Johnson said he tweaked his back.
Probably because he's trying to carry this off. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Larry Fitz is still very good in PPR. 6 for 58. He's still flex worthy.
But you don't want to, man.
I said he's still flex worthy. He's totally a flexible option.
I know, but you don't want to. All right, last game we're going to talk about in this show because we'll leave the two late games, the two late games, the Sunday night game and the Monday night game for the next show. Carolina, Jacksonville.
Whoa.
You ready to hear some other amazing stats? Christian McCaffrey's really good.
Yep.
So did you know that Christian McCaffrey and Aaron Jones in standard scoring scored the exact same amount of points? But Aaron Jones caught one more pass than Christian McCaffrey, so therefore he had one more point in PPR than him.
I did not know that.
Bonanza. Crazy, right? Just thought a little thing out there for you. I was looking at stat lines today to get ready for like the ridiculousness of this week. But speaking of hurting themselves – poor Christian McCaffrey was cramping up towards the end of the game, so they had to pull him off the field for a little bit.
But that's okay, because Bonifant went in there and he handled it.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying.
The dude had 5 for 80.
Yeah, so I'm not worried about Christian McCaffrey. He might show up questionable right now, but 3 touchdowns, one really, really long one. Because the Jacksonville jumped on a jet sweep and thought, let's just not pay attention to Christian McCaffrey running up the middle. 83 yards later.
Yeah. Smart.
Other than that, pass catchers for Jacksonville. Not named Christian McCaffrey. You don't care?
DJ Moore. DJ Moore had a pretty good game. 6 for 91. I'm okay with that. I like DJ Moore. I think he's very flexible.
Is Gardner Minshew for
likeable
real?
Starting wise.
Yeah, I got you. Is Gardner Minshew for real?
He certainly looks the part.
He at least gets his offense rolling. He at least makes his offense exciting to watch, unlike Blake Bortles from last year.
374 and 2 touchdowns, man. I mean, that's pretty good. He had a good game. And he ran the ball for 42 yards, too. Like, he's a good quarterback.
Okay. Yeah, I like Gardner Minshew. I'm not saying you got to start him, but in good matchups, Carolina's been a really good team against wide receivers until G.J. Shark came along this week and just destroyed them.
He's Minshew's guy. He's their number one for sure.
He's fast. He's big. He can do it all. D.D. Westbrook's not bad. He's starting to get a little more involved too. He has the same target totals as D.J. Chark. He just doesn't have that big play. He's more of an underneath guy. He's more of a Julian Edelman-esque PPR magnet. And then Leonard.
Yeah, I think that's about right.
Leonard Fournette ends up with a 108 and 1 touchdown. Thank goodness to a 48-yard run. He did get 23 carries, and he also got 7 targets, too.
Yeah, I mean, they're using him a lot more. I'm liking it.
They even threw him a fade on the Hail Mary to try to end the game. He was what they went to at the end of the game when they were trying to throw him in the end zone.
Yeah, I wouldn't have done that, but.
That's what they did it.
No, I understand, but.
I was like, I guess the defense wasn't expecting that.
No, they did not see it coming, but. They still stopped it. So,
all right, and then that's really it. We'll cover, like I said, we'll cover the two late games, the Sunday night and the Monday night game on the next show. Any other quick hits stuff. I know any waiver wire ads you want to throw out here to these people, because waivers will clear before we're on again.
No, I think this was a pretty average week. Nobody really surprising broke out. I think it's pretty straightforward.
Wayne Gallman, the hot thing of last week, dropping him this week. I know I am.
Like he's so hot.
I'm dropping him this week. He had a concussion, short week. Probably not going to play. And Saquon's going to be back soon, so.
Yeah, he's dead.
Not really dead. And we'll get into the Marlon Mack and all that. Who would you rather have rest of the season, Josh Jacobs or Marlon Mack?
Josh Jacobs.
Woo! Okay.
Marlon Mack's very good, but I like Josh Jacobs.
And the usage for Josh Jacobs on the ground is. Oh, yeah. Show Baker's last good moment when he spikes the flag in the Ohio State field. The last great thing Baker Mayfield did.
Yeah, he ain't going to be doing none of that now.
Yeah, they're doing that because Nick Bosa's eating him alive right now.
He is. He's cooking him. Nick Bosa's planting flags over there.
All right, Josh, send us home.
Thanks for tuning in to the Empty Wagon Fantasy Football Podcast. You can catch Brad at Tack Jones. I'm at FF Josh Hughes. And Eric, who isn't here, he's still at Guns of L19. The whole podcast is at Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram on Empty Wagon FF. We hope you guys have a great couple days, and then we'll see you on the next show. Bye-bye.
Ask Eric how he likes putting up 144 and getting beat. What's up?